While communities that host major bases like Fort Bragg and Camp Pendleton usually have little to fear, smaller base towns are more vulnerable. But some have been working to reduce that vulnerability by throwing a surprising amount of civic muscle into their relationships with the military.
This is huge.
It is, especially for Goldsboro and Eastern North Carolina. This is an amazing facility. It's going to be 8 fields.
Scott Barnard is Goldsboro Parks and Recreation Director. We're standing in the middle of a partly finished multi-sport complex the city is spending $6 million to build. It's on land valued at millions more that belongs to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base.
We're an example, as the city of Goldsboro, a public entity partnering with the Air Force to do something on their property more efficiently than they likely would have done themselves.
The 62-acre complex is so big, Barnard thinks it will become central to the identity of the small city. Military and civilian families will use it for all kinds of purposes. Military ceremonies, overflow parking for large events on base, and youth soccer tournaments that will generate tourist spending. It will also serve as hard evidence that the community supports the base.
When DOD makes decisions about closing a base, decisions are really based on military value.
Tim Ford is CEO of the Association of Defense Communities, which has more than 300 members.
Does a soccer field really change that equation of military value? Probably not. But when you start getting further down into a decision-making process and, you know, you put two bases that are both equal in their military value, and then you start looking at quality of life factors, that's where something like this might play into a decision-making process.
And Goldsboro is relying on more than the sports complex to reduce the threat to the base. The list is too long to recite. Among other things, local leaders lobbied their congressional delegation to get millions of dollars in funding for a new air traffic control tower and medical clinic on the base, protected land around bombing ranges that are crucial for pilot training, and worked to make sure that a new type of aerial refueling aircraft will be stationed there. Ford says the 2005 base closing round made a lot of communities realize this sort of effort is crucial.
That recognition has, I think, changed the dynamic in terms of how communities interact with the military now. You don't just pop up when something bad is happening, but you stay engaged in the long run.
The long run means from now on. And Goldsboro, city, county, schools, and Chamber of Commerce officials have pitched in with the mission. Even local churches, which organize a monthly meal for the families of deployed troops. And there's a group dedicated to the task called the Friends of Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. It has 150 members, a consultant in Washington, and raises more than $100,000 a year in donations.
When you go out and you sell these sponsorships, you're really getting people involved who have never been involved before, and they kind of figure out what's going on and how important Seymour is to Wayne County and North Carolina.
Retired banker Jimmy Edmondson is chairman of the Friends of Seymour Johnson. Such groups have become an increasingly common part of civic life in base communities since 2005.
I think our community was very fearful of what might happen. I don't hear that today when the word BRAC comes up in this community. I don't hear it.
BRAC is the acronym for Base Realignment and Closure, the federal process that led previous military downsizings. So for some small base communities, the fear of BRAC may not be a way of life anymore, but a new kind of proactive civic vigilance is. I'm Jay Price reporting.